My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It is going on right now. It is nitty-gritty stadium talk right now, Tone. We might need to power rank where we will want the stadium.
Well, I did want it downtown.
We might need to power rank who we want to pay for the stadium. I will say it again, because there's people who it's a four-hour show. There's people who click in and click out. I'll say it again. Guys, where do I work? I work at The Fan. In as brutally honest as I possibly can be, I work at The Fan. My life is made in sports talk radio. Who butters my bread? Sports in Cleveland, Ohio, or in Northeast Ohio. Professional sports. If there weren't three sports teams here, I wouldn't be here. So yes, the Browns playing in an opulent facility. By the way, the Guardians playing in an opulent facility. And the Cavs also playing in a wonderfully opulent facility. That's the last time I'm using that word for the rest of the day. Does me better. It's better for my life. I cannot admit that enough. So yes, when it comes to corporate welfare and tax dollars being used for these things, I can only say it so many times that yes, I personally benefit from that. And I know that those dollars can be used again. That's why I respect that position of these dollars can be used for better things. Of course they can. I got two billionaire owners and I got another guy where I don't know how much money he has. It doesn't seem to be as much as the other two owners, where people make those points all the time. And I go, yeah, I understand that. But people vote with their pocketbooks constantly. And here I am. I'm willing to say that to anybody who listens. You guys won't touch this. You're on The Fan. You're a sports talk radio host. Yeah, I'm touching it here. Here it is. It's me touching it all over. Yeah, I know. I've told you, I've said this throughout this entire process. Years and years and years now.
Well, and
it's been 4 years. I've been saying the same sentences.
When we got some of the large numbers yesterday, we have not gotten the really nitty gritty specifics on the accounting of this and how it's going to be paid for.
But Anthony, I've not once unless somebody gets nasty personal with either the mayor or the city or city council or the Haslams or Dan Gilbert or the Dolans for that matter. David Gilbert for that matter. We haven't run anybody off the air for having that opinion. I've never once cut anybody off and hit the dump over that. Not once. We've been together 7 years. We've been talking about this for about four of them. And I've never once done that. So in pure honesty, I work here, so there is a tax that's paid here. Clearly. I live in Northern Portage County. Okay? And I understand that is what Dan DeRose had said. Maybe Chris Ronayne is going to have that idea where he goes, hey, People are coming up from Portage County, Kenny. You just said it yourself. People are coming from Summit and Stark and Lorain County and Ottawa County and Lake County and so on and so forth. You guys might need to put in a little bit on the kitty here. Okay, we can talk about that. That's fine. And by the way, guess what? If it's put to a vote, guess what I'm going to vote for? I will vote for it because it's better for me.
Yeah, obviously, if we knew that all of a sudden every taxpayer was going to have, you know, their resources diverted, or every taxpayer was going to have to pony up another $500 a year across the board, we would tell you that we thought the plan stunk. We would tell you that.
Yeah.
When we get those details ironed out, the specifics, and there will be more of a robust conversation. I think we will. I think it's been a shame that we've had no public hearings on this, that we've had no ability for a lot of people to voice, other than us opening up the phone lines, 216-474-0092. But outside of that, I mean, we get your tweets about whether or not the stadium looks cool or not. That's not what we're talking about here. Whether or not you agree with the site in specifics, right? I mean, I want to know, you know, so much more tangibly how this is going to impact people. Sure, it'll be cool to have another Crocker Park in another location with some cool shopping, restaurants, bars, and a world-class facility is also going to be a big bonus. What are we going to do with it? How does it truly benefit the region? And it is up to the Browns to sell us on that. It is. It's also up to Brook Park. Sell us on it. It's up to the county commissioners and Chris Ronayne, county executive. Sell us on it. Explain to us why this is a good idea. To me, it's been awfully quiet. That's my only complaint right now. It's a pretty big complaint. But I feel like the taxpayers and the people that live in the county and the region, I don't feel that we've had enough face time with the decision makers on this. You know, we did. We asked the Browns to come on today. Eventually, we'll get them. They didn't want to come on today, but we will. We'll hear from them, and then they will present their point of view. And I just ask everybody, be open-minded. You know, it's one thing to bitch and complain today about, what are they? They're screwing the taxpayers. They announced this press release on a day that half your county doesn't even have power. All right, we'll work through that, and we'll help everybody get the answers they're looking for. But up until then, I do think it's exciting. I do think it can be very beneficial to the region.
Yeah. My whole idea at the beginning of all this was I wanted to keep them downtown.
I did too.
It is my opinion that they probably would like to invest in other things, the city being. They would like to invest in other things that possibly, and I hope they're right about it. Now, I will say this. I don't think that the mayor of Cleveland has been open to it as the mayor of, or excuse me, as outwardly public about it as the mayor of Oakland has been about it. And boy, she has dealt with some serious criticism over there, because that's what mayors do. They sign up for criticism. They sign up to get in the fire and have these arguments for it, especially when you are moving professional sports. Because it's one thing to say that we don't need professional sports team A here. We're going to invest in there. Okay, well, let's see what the actual investment is. And I'm a very patient man, so I can't sit here and say that if they let the Browns go to Brook Park, quote unquote, which, again, I hear different things about that, where there could be a possibility of a land deal made, but I think that that's still in the infancy of it, and I don't want to say too much because I think that a lot of that could be based on hearsay. But if they let them go, I'm not going to say that Justin Bibb should be running the alpaca farm Michael White style the next day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you come up with something that has a long-term impact in 30 years, if I'm still around in 30 years, I'll say to whoever's listening at that time, yeah, they made the right decision. The Browns got what they want. Everybody gets to go to this new opulent stadium. Okay, sorry, I used it again. Everybody gets to go to this wonderful stadium, this great stadium. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Everything about it's wonderful. And whatever the city of Cleveland did is obviously working. I don't know what the city of Cleveland's going to do. I'm not even ripping them for their plan. I don't know what their plan is. I'm not ripping the city for that. I would have rather them stay downtown. It looks like that's not going to be feasible from either side. I wish they could. I was worried about that. I didn't want to take that. When we first started that conversation, what are we going to do with the land? What are we going to do? Because I know that you might have ideas about how to invest in that area. I haven't seen them yet. I have no idea. But I do know that, yeah, it's 10 football dates a year and a couple of concerts, and they tend to be bigger concerts. Now, yeah, it's SummerSlam and a couple of other things here and there. But a little bit of that money is better than none of that money. But I don't think that that land is just going to sit there. At least, God, I pray it doesn't.
By the way, on another note, Sam, we'll get to the calls here. They're starting to line up. I do see a lot of the reaction from people who get perturbed that the Haslams are going to profit off this, that the Haslams are going to make money off the parking, that they're going to make money off the restaurants and whatever is down there. And to that I say, like, yeah, there are motivations here. Of course, the Haslams are not doing this to take a loss. They're not doing this. No business owners, especially on this scale. They haven't been doing the legwork with the state, you know, for a long period of time, for years, just for nothing, just to do a handout.
Well, I'm asking,
I mean, no, that's not really how business works.
I asked this question not even to make a point, like I'm trying to dunk on anybody, but is Dan Gilbert doing the lakefront project for free or the riverfront project for free?
No.
Is he not going to make money on that, or is his family not going to make money on that, whoever ends up owning the Cavs for years and years and years, because it seems to be a family business?
Yeah, that's how this works.
Yeah.
Now, do I ever think that the Haslams or any of the billionaire profits should come at the expense of resources? Like I said, if resources were diverted from other avenues that I think the region needs, I would call them out on it. We still have to wait. There will be reporting on this. There will be investigations into this. There should be. Mm-hmm. It's why I am a little annoyed that this hasn't been more transparent, because I'd like us to get out ahead of this. I don't like the fact that we were down to two locations or two options when the public had no chance to debate this stuff.
But let me tell you,
I didn't like that.
You knew they weren't going to have a chance to debate this stuff because that's already basically been voted for. Now, they should have a conversation about it, and that's certainly to come. I hope is to come. But I also know that they probably all want to get their ducks in a row, because I do think they want different things. I think that the city, I'm guessing here, from what I've read and everything that I've read, I think the city wants one thing for that area. I think the Browns want one thing for their purposes. And I think that probably they're both going to get them. And I think they, before they make a final decision on how all this goes, I think they want to get all their ducks in a row. That's where I think it is. The criticism that I've shared a million times, is that I don't know. It seems I got to run down the mayor. Blaine Griffin has been open to everybody. The city council president has been basically the point person, it feels, on this, and he's been talking to everybody. No qualms there. 216-474-0092. At the end of it, do you like the whole rendering?
And I did. Like, I did, and I loved how they showed how versatile the space was going to be. Because the name of the game, the only reason you truly do this and sell a region on an expensive project like this, the reason is because you're saying, we're not just going to have Browns football. Great, we can have Browns football in a lot of different places. You can have it at Byers Field if you wanted. That's not going to do anything. That's not going to be an incubator for the region. What they are hoping to do is get a Final Four. They're hoping to get Big Ten championship games. They're hoping to get the biggest of the big, including Taylor Swift concerts and, of course, the Super Bowl. That is all going to be part of the calculus.
Well, her future husband's from here. I hope she'll come here and perform.
So it only makes sense. Come on.
See, I root for those two. I love. I root for those two to make it. Let me go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville. Jim, good morning.
Hey, guys. Listen, Anthony, the only thing I'll take, these sports teams, businesses, nobody ever goes to the public and the public input. And the, I mean, honestly, the Pens are getting ready to spend, and I'm kind of on the Haslam side of things on this. Yes, they're going to profit. They're also spending close to $3 billion of their own dollars to invest in Berea and Brook Park. That is not an insignificant amount of money. And you know what? Cities, states, all over the place would fall over themselves for this kind of development project, would fall over themselves for a billionaire to come in and spend that kind of money in an area to lift it up. I don't see this. And yes, we can have input, like, but what input are we going to have? What input do we have? The NFL and sports teams in general, you either want them or you don't. And that's kind of the way that they're like gangsters in that way. And at least I've come to the point that I understand that they're gangsters. And that's just part of doing business with an NFL team or an NBA team or whatever, is that, yeah, you know what, there's going to be some times when you're going to just have to close your eyes and take it. That's just the way that they are. I don't know that we can sit there and nitpick the fact that, look, if the city of Cleveland really wanted them down there, this is one of those cases where the city of Cleveland did enough to say, well, we tried. They didn't really want to invest the money. I don't think they want to be in the pro NFL business down there on the lakefront anymore. That was pretty obvious by the level of passion that you've seen from the city.
Reckless speculation.
I agree, Jim. I don't think the city feels like they get enough out of that experience. I mean, what do they have to do?
Yeah.
You know, 8 to 10 days a year, they have to get the whole area, all of downtown ready. They have to hire all the law enforcement. They have to have everybody on the standby. And what do they truly get out of that? The fact that we can call them the Cleveland Browns? And, okay, well, there's a lot of big cities that have football teams. I mean, what do they get out of it? What do they get?
What was the thing, though, that the city has to contribute just because they're called the Cleveland Browns? That was when we were talking to Dan DeRose?
Well, he said it would look shady if they weren't part of the groups that committed some funding to get them in Brook Park. That I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
Okay. That's a very interesting one there, because I'm going, well, if they're not there, do they really? We'll find out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!